Hello, everybody. It's Fred Davis again, aka the Jolly Llama, and I'm coming to you from the very heart of our nation's progressive thinking, which is the glorious Columbia, South Carolina. And I'm actually coming to you directly from the beautiful micro studio here. We have carpets, we have wood, we have a sage, we are set. Do you get it? So we're here to talk again about another non-dual topic, and today's topic is particularly important, even though it sounds silly. I promise you it is not silly. The language that we use to talk to ourselves is extremely important. And when we are not yet awakened and we're on this path, what is it that we call ourselves? Well, I'm a spiritual seeker. You know, what are you doing? I'm a spiritual seeker. I'm on the path to enlightenment. I'm trying to find my own true nature. And do you notice there's no actually end point to that job description? There's no ending to a job description that is seeking. That's what it does. It seeks, and it seeks forever and ever and ever. Look at how this might have happened at the beginning. Let's say that the oneness is wearing the Fred suit one night. Fred suit goes into a bar, sits down at the bar. Someone comes up and whispers to him, "Hey, have you heard about the oneness experience?" And I go, "No, what's that like?" He says, "Oh, it's very, very cool." "Really? Oh, yeah, it's tremendous. It's nothing like this." So and okay, I'll take that bait. So I say, "Oh man, that sounds fantastic. How could I have the oneness experience?" And they say, "Well, I don't want to brag, but I will." That I've been reading a lot of books, doing a lot of non-dual inquiry, doing some serious meditation and everything, and I feel like I'm making a lot of progress toward oneness myself. And if you want to join me, you can hop in right behind, and we can go look for oneness together. Once you find out what a funny joke that is, it will crack you up. So, the thing is that how long can our attention will look for something forever? See, the way our intention works is that if I have the slightest intention, my attention will immediately move to fulfill that intention. That's just the way it works. So when I say, "Okay, I'm going to seek for enlightenment," my attention goes, "Okay, I'll bring that to you. It'll be just a few minutes." And it goes looking, and it goes on a little longer than a few minutes. Matter of fact, it takes an entire lifetime. And that seeker dies as a seeker. Do you see that? It happens almost all the time. In whatever tradition you want to name, including non-duality, most people will not find the truth. They'll seek it. Seek it and seek it and seek it, but they don't find it. Rumi has a wonderful line, and it's called, that some lovers are content with longing. I am not one of them. I love that because, hallelujah, I'm not one of them either. Not anymore, man. And Rumi and I are on the same page. So change how you think about yourself. Don't be a seeker. Be a finder to be. Really, give yourself an end point for getting off the wheel and actually finding it. Because I have to tell you that that accepting enlightenment is not as easy as you think. And I'm going to talk about that in my next video. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.